Good morning, Agudat Chodesh. This past week's daf was the first daf in the 8th parak, Maseches Ksubos, daf Ayin Ches. Let's see the Mishnah. Okay, this sugya over here, that there are a number of different cases which could make it a little confusing. So we'll try to take it slow and try to get that clear. Let's see, it's like this. Aisha shenachlo nechosim ad shelo tisaris. We're talking about the kashayla over here is that what power does a baal have on the nechse ishtoi at different points, erisin, nisuin, could be a difference that when these nechosim came into her rishos. Okay, fine. That's just the ikaturas advarim, right? Maybe we'll discuss a little further. But let's just work with the cheshbonis over here. So the Mishnah says as follows. So Isha Shnaflon Nechos Machaloi Tisaris. I mean, the Nafla Nechosim over here, Lechoyra is Lavdavka, exactly. This Nafla means Birusha, right? However she acquired the Nechosim, Mishnah says as follows. Achaloi Tisaris. If she acquired the Nechosim before Erisim, if she was a Pnuya Bechlau, not Niskasher, to anyone, to any husband of any sort. So the Mishnah made me shame base hill from Rechez from Senes Vikayim. The Mishnah will discuss two levels of the halacha. That means that the din lechatchila and the din b'yevet. Whether she has the right Rechez from Senes, could she do transactions? Could she transfer these nechosim out of her rishos, basically, right? And in that way, it will affect the baal, or it could affect the baal, whether presently or eventually, right? So there's zedin lechatchila, and then zedin b'dieved will find in the Mishnah that if she does it, it works, but There's lechatchila, which is really an iser, I mean, the iser, you know, the din of iser usually is non-related to momenis. So, and over here, this issue is based on a momenistic halacha because of hilchus momenis. So it creates an iser over here. Who exactly the Isser is on, maybe we'll see. First glance, it sounds like the Isser is on the Isha, right? That she, it's also for her to sell. Okay, so let's talk like that till we see otherwise. Okay, so possibly it's halacha that lechatchila she can't sell. That would be the halacha lechatchila. But if the sale was made, now the issue is whether the sale was valid. Right, that's possible. That's referred to as a b'di'evit. If it was done already, then the sale is valid. And shame, there's nothing that the baal could do about it. Timim mevatel that sale. And in other situations, that she doesn't have the power to make the sale at all, and therefore even if she try to make the sale is invalid. Now maybe we should just at this point just mention something over here. When we talk about sale being invalid, I mean, that has to do with zchusim that the Baal has, which Kipshuta, we're talking about the zchusim that he has in Paris, we're talking about Nichse Malug, that there are Beshus the Isha, and the Baal has rights, momnistika rights to eat the Paris, and by making the sale, that would be taking away his rights, and that's what we're talking about over here, whether the sale is valid to take away his rights. If the sale is not valid, right, that just means as far as taking away his rights, which means that, I mean, the Ikar Halacha of Nechse Melug is that the Guf HaKarka belongs to the Isha, and the Peris, whatever is Bechlau Peris, in the simple sense, and Peris could refer to other things also, other monies which are a byproduct of the field without giving away or selling the actual field itself. A rental, etc. So that's the Ikar Halacha of Nechse Melug that we learned in the past, and the Baal Zchus is in the past, and therefore selling the field, the Guf L'Karka definitely belongs to the Isha. The issue over here, Kipshutai, is concerning the Paris. Let's say put that out right now over here, if we'll have a chance to talk further on this topic. Okay, so that's what we're referring to when we talk about whether the Mechir is Kayim. Okay, so now we're gonna once again go back, just focus on the Cheshbonis of the Halacha. So the Mishnah starts off by saying that Ishish Nafim L'chosim Ashul Tisaris. Now, where are we standing? This is also very important, right? There's always two variables over here. To know when did she get the Nechosim? When were the Nechosim introduced to her? And at what point is she making the sale? So the Mishnah over here talks about the Nechosim. She acquired the Nechosim before Erusin. Now, where is she standing? Obviously, if she's still Erusin, the whole thing doesn't start, right? So we're talking about Achleza Venisaris, like Rashi says. Vinis Arison. So on that halacha is Moedim Beishamai Beishilu Shemecheres Vnesenes Vikayim. That Lechatchila Moedim Beishamai Beishilu, we'll see, because there's a machloikis in a different case. And this case, Beis Hillel, is moided to Beis Shammai, that there are no Isurim over here. Nechosim that she got before Erusin, and now she's in the stage of Erusin, she can sell Lechatchila. Now, this that we mentioned over here, that she's in the stage of Erusin right now. Right, what would be if she'd be in the stage of Nisuin? Let's keep that open and see if the Mishnah talks about that case specifically, right, or not. Now, in the Mishnah itself, it's hakan not clear over here what it means. Ashla Nisarsa, right? Rashi says Vinisarsa. That would be, which would be Mashma, and that's how Tosfos quotes the Rashi, that this is all only if she's still an Arusa. But once she advances into the Nisuin stage, then the Nechosim that she got even before Erusin have a different din. You see, Tosfos quotes Rashi, and the way we have the Rashi, it's not necessarily so clear. But Tosfos quotes Rashi on the first Bava, Ha'ish Nafal Al Ashul Nisaris, Pirush Bekuntris V'Nisaris. So Tosfos says, Avol Nisis Loi. Right? Avol Nisis Loi. Okay, we'll see. He brings a Raya that in that case, then Lechatchila she can't. She can't. Even though Nechosin fell to her, right, the earliest possible time before Erusin, But those nechasim, by the time she's nisus, now there's halacha that lechatchila she can't sell. That's what Tosef quotes from Rashi. It would look like maybe Tosef doesn't agree with that. And the other side, therefore, would be that this halacha would include all cases. Now, like the Mishnah says, Ashla Tisaris, and Shane, that's the halacha. No matter where she's holding, the halacha is that lechatchila such nechasim she could sell. Okay, so these are the two possibilities of the halacha over here. So, the very first case of the Mishnah talks about nechasim that she got basically the furthest back, right? That's when nechasim. As far as that aspect of the question, when did these nechasim came? They came to before anything. As far as from anything means any zikas baal. So koydim erisin, and that information says that there's a halacha that everyone agrees that chatchila she could sell, no problems, no issues at all. And we'll say Tosfos quotes Rashi by saying that this halacha is only if she's in the erusin stage. That's when the halacha is lechatchila she could, according to everyone. But if once she advances into the nisuin stage, then akoponim lechatchila she can't sell. That's how Tosis quotes so Rashi, and it would sound like that there was Tosis doesn't necessarily agree with that. There definitely could be such a sad to say that this bova includes any type of advancement in her ishus, that even when she's in suin, as long as the nechasim came to her before erusin, then she's free to do what she wants with these nechasim, even if she's nisus. Let's see weiter. Zok the Mishnah weiter. The next case. Nachlulah mishen esarsum. Okay, the Mishnah is talking about that the nechasim first came to her when she was already in erusin. So what's the loch bechaygavna? Beishamay says still the same, nothing changed. Beishil emrim loy simkor. Beishil says that in this case, if the nechasim first came to her when she was already an arusa, the baal was already in the picture, so that's where there's an iser to sell, according to Beishil. However, but that's the extent of the koyach of the baal, of the zchusia baal at this point, is just that he could, that there's an iser for her to sell, but his zchusim are not in the actual moment is to prevent any transaction from happening. Is therefore the sale is valid, and you know the baal therefore will lose any zchusim that he has or that he might have gotten in the future because of this. Zok Rashi. Rashi says like this, Beshami Emrim Timkor. Now Rashi is going obviously on the second case, right? Because this Dirham Maschel is Beshami Emrim Timkor. This is where the Machloik is Beisil Meshama is in the Din Lechatchila. That means he was Nofel Lechosim after Erisin. Now over here also, right, we have to ask the question. Fine, the Nechasim came to her when she was Nisarasa. Now when is the sale taking place? So this is where we have the Rashi over here, Rashi talks about. Rashi says, Aval Misha Tinose Loi. Rashi says that this that Beishame says, Timkor, this is what Rashi happens to be going on the Beishame. Beishame emim Timkor, the din lechatchila, avu mishtino, say, look, it doesn't come on, actually, this is finisis. Rashi is referring to that halacha later on, that the halacha over there is that lechatchila you can't. So therefore, Rashi is saying over here that this that Beishame says lechatchila she could sell, that's only if she's still standing in the state of erusin. But once she's nisus, Now already there's no lechad, there's no din. She never has a right. And then the iser to sell will start. And Rashi quotes the Mishnah later on. All right, we'll see about that. How muchruch that case is.
Now is Tosfos arguing on this? I guess up until now I was understanding Tosfos was really only arguing on the first case, even though they quote Rashi's raya from the second case as a raya that that he holds that way in the first case. But they're not arguing on this case, are they?
One more time.
Meaning they're so far we have two cases. She got the nechasim before Erisin and she wants to sell them during Erisin. Now we have a second case where she got them during Erisin and wants to sell them during Erisin. Tosfos was certainly arguing on Rashi's case of got them before Erisin, because Rashi says it's going dafka on when she sells them during Erisin and not during Nisuin.
Right.
But now we have a second case where she got them during Erisin and Rashi's saying she's selling them dafka during Erisin and not during Nisuin.
Right.
So I think that Tosfos for sure holds that the case where she would get them during Erisin and sell them during Nisuin is not included in this Bubba. That's for sure in the later Bubba. So Tosfos is not arguing on the case where she gets them during Erisin.
Right. Tosfos is quoting a Rashi. Tosfos is quoting a Rashi from when she gets in the Chosin before.
What?
Right. Tosfos is quoting Rashi that in our Rashi it's not so clear. Right? In our Rashi.
And you're saying Tosfos had a different Rashi? That's what you're saying?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Okay, they didn't have our Girsav Rashi. Okay, fine.
Okay, I mean, I don't know if it didn't have a Girsav, but our Rashi is not really going on that, right? Tosfos is quoting a Rashi with a Raya on a different Bava than the way we have the Rashi. I'll call upon him. Right, look in the Marsha. Marsha mentions this point.
Okay. I didn't see it that way, but I hear.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, okay. It comes out the same way. It's just a question of the raya, that how Tosfos is bringing the raya. But they don't argue in the second case. They only argue in the first case.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so now let's see. Okay, so Zokta Mishnah like this. Case, so in this second case over here, then when the Chosam first came to her and she was already be'erisin, this is where the Mishnah says there's a machlokes, that according to Beis Hillel, in this case, there's a loy simcha. There's an issa to sell, l'chatchil, however, el moedim shemocha v'nosna kayim. So the Mishnah, Omar Rabbi Yehuda. Yehuda says over the following, Omar Chachamim Femi Amaliel. The Chachamim said, they asked Rabbi Gamliel, they questioned the halacha. Hoyl v'zocha b'isha lo yizke b'nechosin. That their question was that being that she's an arusa, there's a zchiyah b'isha, lo yizke b'nechosin, shouldn't the Baal be able to be zeicha b'nechosin? And therefore, that should have a ramification on the halacha. Now, Rashi tells us, Rashi alludes to the Gemara, that really yesh l'stapik what they're going on. L'chayra. Now, the truth of the matter is, let's see how we would have learned the Mishnah. Right? They're asking halacha that once she's nesar, so the koyach habal should have an effect over here, right? So what is this going on? What case is this going on? Right? So we give him a stopic, right? Because we have two halachas, right? We have the first bava that base hill holds that lechatchila she could sell, and we have the second bava which akaponim that lechatchila can't sell, but it works. So they're tining that that since he's zocha beisha, the yizkib menachasim, so this yesh l'stapit. Which of the two cases is he arguing on? Is he saying on the first case that akoponim that should be an iser and you should not be able to sell lechatchila, or is he coming to argue on the second case that the halacha is that the sale is kayim, and that's where the chacham is saying that why is the sale kayim that ha'avu zocha beisha is doch he should have been zech with the nechasim. Zok Rashi says. Now Rashi says like this. Lo yizke b'nechasim b'gmur mefarish ha'hei minayu kaimi alechatchila debei shamay e'adayev debei sil. Now, you see how Rashi mentions Rashi is learning that they're going back on the last bava that we just said, right? So in the last bava they said there's a machlokes b'sil b'shamay. B'shamay says that lechatchila she could sell, and b'sil holds that lechatchila she can, but the evidence is good. And therefore, yesh l'stapik that the tana that the chacham had, the hoyav zoch v'isha, the yizkib nechasim. So, which one? Who is he going back on? Now, normally, you know, we don't pass like Beis Shammai. So that would have been a thought that you know they wouldn't be dealing with Beis Shammai. But however, that you could have been mistap really on the first case, right? Because that tiny is hoel v'zach v'isha. When we're talking over here, that it's erison, right? It's not advanced further than erison, right? So l'chayra, we could have learned that the gemara sofik is all in Beis Hillel, right? And the more shal just is, are they arguing on of the two cases, right? Which one are they arguing on, right? You don't have to, l'chari, you didn't have to bring Beis Shammai into the picture. The way Rashi's making it, as if like the very first case they understand, right? Mm-hmm. No, why not? And isn't it, they still have that time of Zohar B'isha, right? But that's how this Rashi on the Mishnah Koponim makes it sound. That they're only going back on the case that we just discussed. And therefore, the taina that on the side of the Gemara that they're asking that lechatchila shouldn't work has to be talking to Beis Shammai, because Beis Shammai is one who says lechatchila does work.
Did you see anybody who argues on Rashi and says it the other way?
Well, let's see when we get to the Gemara. Right, we'll see that. I'm actually basically quoting the Gemara. Right? Okay, so there's. A mokum with his topic on that. Right? We know the maskonas hagemora is that more brings a raya that tiny is that b'dievet shouldn't work. Right? That's a koponim the gears that we have in the Rashi's gears in the gemora. Shmami no b'dievet kaoma. Right? That's the gemora.
Right. So right. In the end of the day. Right.
Shmami.
Loch,
shmami no b'dievet kaoma. Shmami no. Right. A koponim. We'll learn the Mishnah now. Right. We'll see what the Halacha Shaboy is also a Graysa Mavulcha here. Okay.
What? Sorry.
It's a Mavulcha means a confusing. Confusing.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. Zokht the Mishnah Vaitim. Oh, Malohem. So Ram Gamliel says to them, Alachadoshim on the Boyish Melash at the Magagal Linus Hayeshonim. That Ram Gamliel says interesting way of expressing himself. And Leal says that al hayishonim al hachadoshim anu boyishim. What he's saying is that you're asking that Erisun should give the Baal schusim to affect the sale. On that is that al hachadoshim anu boyishim. We'll see in an upcoming case, the Chadoshim, the newest nechosim that come to her, which means means nechasim b'shas that they falter at the time of nesumin. Right? So those are that is such a thing that the svar would say that the Baal, if he has koyach, definitely over there, that's where his koyach would be the strongest, that she was already fully married to him at the time the chasim came, and on that says, Anu Boishim, even that halacha, Anu Boishim, right, which sounds like that it's not so simple, even over there, right, that the Baal should have the ability to affect, to have an effect on the sale. V'ato megadol malenu es hayishonim, and you want to say even more, right? Like you're rolling on such a din even to yishonim, even to nechosim at the time of erusin. So that was his response, right? So his response seems to be that even if the nesu'in is further advanced, that it's not so simple that the Baal should be able to be moitzi. Okay, these are the words of the Gemara, right? We'll see as we go a little further. Maybe we'll try to understand what this means. What's behind all of this? Okay.
I mean, your other way of reading the Gemara, it could have meant yishanim, could have meant from the time before. Before Erison. Your other way of reading it. Chadashim could have been the one she got after Erison, and Yeshanim could have been the one she got before. Your other way of reading it.
Okay, right. Yeshanim means whatever we're talking about now.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How you understand this discussion. Do you understand that they were just asking him a question and they're makabel his answer? Or they're being cholik? And they're not makabel his answer.
Okay, we'll see. We'll see. We'll see whether. I mean, Igrat, it sounds like they're not being cholik. It sounds like that. Okay, I don't know. We'll have to go wherever the sheath is. It's Rabbi Seinu at the end of the Gemara.
Yeah, right. Who
that is?
That's what it's. Like this is the discussion between Rashi, maybe the understanding of the difference between Rashi and Tosfos.
It would sound like from the Gemara that's a new shita and didn't seem to be so apparent in the Mishnah that there is such a shita. The Gemara is saying, right? Come on, that the Gemara doesn't have such a mand omer, right?
Until the footnote says it.
What? Says what?
That it's that they're not cholik, they're just questioning the logic, and they're not. Okay. They accept the halacha.
Mm-hmm. Okay. In Odavka in this case, or also in the second part of the Mishnah?
Also the second part.
Okay, right. I don't think Tosfos learns that way.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Maybe they're explaining Rashi. Did they say they're explaining Rashi?
Tosfos definitely
does not understand that way.
I typically focus more on what Rashi is saying. So
okay.
Let's finish the Mishnah, and then you'll produce the places that you see. Okay, let's see. Okay, so that was their question. That they held that there should be some kind of connection, that Hoyl v'zoch b'isha is Yizka bin Achasim, which that time itself is not really so simple. And on that, and we also told him that basically, in a chanami, even a strong connection is not necessarily a reason that the Baal should be able to prevent the sale. Okay, it would sound as if I just give you one step more over here, that it would sound from Amliel that halacha that we have of Nisuin itself is not maybe only a special takana. It's not like me'ikr hadin, right? That's the chadoshim onu boishim. It means that the ikr hadin really should not have been like that, right? And that's only taka, mikoyecha, a special takona that Chazal gave the Baal schusim and koyeches to affect the sale.
So that's how I am. This is the whole sugya. It's right, because really the whole ownership of the husband comes from a takanas chachamim. right, for him redeeming her.
Right.
Right, so that's where they have the ability to, make these finer decisions when they were misakin, to what extent they were misakin.
Okay, So that's really going to be what the issue over here is, right? Okay, we'll see. Let's see how the Gemara approaches this. Zok the Gemara. Nafla Mishanisis. Right, the Gemara now advances to the opposite extreme. Okay, so let's see what we discussed till now. We talked about the two cases that the sale is being made while she's still in Arusa. And there are two cases of them. When did she get the Nechosim? You have she got the Nechosim before Erisin, and then she got the Nechosim during Erisin. Right? Those are the two bavas that the Gemara talks about. Bava number one, we said that Loch is if Nechosim, she got Nechosim before Erisin, and now she's in Erisin, then definitely the Baal has no schusm at all to prevent anything, and therefore she could do what she wants to have feeling. The second case, that the Nechosim first came to her while she was ready in Arusa. So in this case, that's what we saw before, that Akoponim Korinte Beis Hillel says that being that the Nechosim came when she was ready in Arusa, now the schusm of the Baal will take effect. In what way? That lechatzchila it's also to sell. Right? That's all. But it doesn't affect the transaction from coming through. If lemaisa the sale was done, right, then it's a valid sale. Now the Mishnah goes further, as we're saying, now the Mishnah jumps to the other extreme, because the Mishnah is talking about Nechosim, which came after Nisun. Right? So that means we didn't really discuss about the Nechosim which came at those two points of time, and now she's in Nisun. Okay, so the Mishnah now jumps to the other extreme, and the Mishnah says that Mishnah is Nechosim that came to her, that she was already in Nisun. Right, this is that case that Ramliya was referring to, Al Chadosh Monu Boishim. That this case, the halacha is that the Baal is Moitzi Miyar Halakuchis. So the schosim of the Baal prevent the sale. Now, prevent the sale, like we mentioned before, Kipshutai. What that should mean is that his right to Paris are still existent. Now let's just see a Rashi over here. I think we might have missed a Rashi before. Right, Rashi al Chadoshim shenof lemishenisis. Right, that's the Chadoshim. Means the latest arrivals, right? Which would mean the chosim, right? Which come to her after Nisun. Onu boishim marocha chomim loy mar mocha v'nos na habal moitzi mar al kuchis nam nekamo v'masis na v'just saw. Aj loy nisis. I'm sorry. That's the next case. Okay. So we just saw case number 3 in the Mishnah. That's when the chosim come to her after Nisun. And this is where the schuse habal are the strongest, that they affect the validity of the sale, that the mechira is not kayim, and the baal's moisim yad lekuches means that whatever schusim the baal had, kipshut the schuse peiris, right, are still intact by him, right. Now the Mishnah goes, working sort of backwards, right? Actually, Nisus Vinisus, that what about Nechosim that came to her Actually Nisus Vinisus before Nisuin? Ramil Omer Imochra Venos Nokayim. Ramil says that in this case, then no lechatchila, you can't make the sale, but if it was done, it's Kayim. The schus is kayim. So according to the way we have the Mishnah right now, that the only case that the sale won't be valid is only in the most right, extreme case, right, which is the case that the Nechosim first fell after Nisun, first came after she was Nisus, that's where the halacha is, that the Baal is Moitzi Me'avil Kuchas. But if the Nechosim came at any time prior to Nisuin, even if she's a Nisua now, at the time of the sale, the furthest that the Schusim of the Baal is just to create an Isser. Which, Bevinson, according to Beis Hillel, that already happened at Erisin, right? Nechosim that came to her B'shas, you know, the Erisin has the ability to do that also if the Nechosim came to her at the time of Erisin. Right, so what we're saying is that the effect of Nisuin, is according to Beis Hillel, is only going to be when the Nechosim fell after Nisuin, because once the Nechosim fell b'shas Erisin, so then the Isla Chatchil already set in, and the din b'diyeved first is only by Nechosim, which came already after Nisuin. Let's see Rashi over here. Zok Rashi, Ad Shiloi Nisus. Look what Rashi says over here. Ad Shiloi Nisus, Rashi says. Now this halacha is the halacha of Ad Shiloi Nisus, that the halacha is that it's only an Isla Chatchila. So Rashi, Ad Shiloi Nisus, Kigoin Misha Nisarso, Oikoidem Lekach, V'achakach Nisus, that this halacha, Rashi says, either Misha Nisarso, Oikoidem Lekach. Now what would that mean, right? That this would mean that before Erisin, and now she's Nisus, so the halacha is that the akopon lechatchila not, right? So this is right. So this is what we saw before in the Mishnah, that the din in the Mishnah, which lechatchila one could make the sale. is only if she's still an Arusa. But once she's in a Suah, no matter when the Nechosim came, then the Chatchil, the sale can't be made. Zok the Gemara. Om Rab Chanina ben Akavya, Om Lechlem Amlil, Hoel Vazach B'isha Lo Yizku B'Nechosim. So now on this Bovo, right, Rab Chanina ben Akavya is saying that the Chachomim questioned to Rabbi Gamliel the halacha that it was on this case over here. Now, what is this going on? This case over here, because we discussed two cases. But we have a case. Now, the first case that we discussed, that Taka is the halacha, right? That mechir is nakayim, right? So they're talking about the last case that we just spoke about, that nechosim which came before nisuin, and now she's in nisuah, and their taina on that was that hoil v'zocha beisha leizkim nechosim. They're talking about now about nisuin, right? Hoil v'zocha through a nisuin. That's this taina. So before we were what the taina was that they held that the erisin should give schusim, and now the Gemara is saying what they were tying to him was like upon him then the nesuin. She's a nesuin now. Granted that the nechosim came to her before nesuin, but at the time of the sale she's ready on nesuah, and on that Ramiel said al chadoshon reboishim el shatim gagolim as hayushonim. This is what he said. So both cases are Nisuin, the cases that they were tining that the sale should be bottled, as long as at the time of the sale she's in the suah. And on that he said that al chadosh on boshim, that even the nechosim which fell already after she first got it after she was in the suah, even that is not so simple. Why the baal has any schusim? Right, so therefore. No, that's a special takana, we'll call it, right? So therefore, there's no question. You can't ask that then should be extended further. Zok Rashi. Zok Rashi, Gumila, Emen, Mochra, Ras, Nakayam. Yeah. Hoil, the Zoch, be Ishin, Shanosa. Right? So in this Bova, the Zoch, be Ishin, be through Nisuin. You know, that Gumila told, Malchadosh, Shanofa, Mishinissus. Okay, fine. So that's as far as what the Mishnah discusses these cases. Right? The four cases that the Mishnah talks about, and different halachas that we find in the Mishnah. Again, what the issues over here are adin lechatchila and adin b'diyevid. Lechatchila would mean that there will be an iser to make the sale, and b'diyevid means that the sale was made. Is it valid? Is valid, even if you weren't supposed to do it. But the fact that you weren't supposed to do it is that doesn't intrinsically mean that it doesn't work. Right? It's like two different things. Like we're already familiar with this, right? You know, in many other areas in Hilchas Isurei Bia, also if it's also to be mekadesh to marry a certain isha, but if you do it, it works. Right, you need a special parry, a power of leitavsi, certainly summa of leitavsi, to prevent the transaction from happening. Let's see the last bov in the Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah, the last bov of Shimon Chaylik ben Echosim l'Nechosim. Reb Shimon Shita is that he has a new discrepancy, a new difference over here. New point, which was not the point b'chlal that we discussed until now. What is that? Nechosim hayiduim lebaal loy simcha v'moch v'nosno botel. He says nechosim which are yiduim to the baal. That's, we'll see what that means. Right? More discusses what that means. Right? It sounds like, you know, simply whether he knew about it, he knew from these nechosim or not. That's definitely what the words sound like. Nechosim hayidum lebaal loy simkor v'mochon nosno botel. Shem yidum lebaal loy simkor v'mochon nosno kayim. Okay, fine. We'll see about this, right, when we get to the Gemara, what this means and what are the conditions that this halacha affects. And it's one of the cases that we discussed before. Fine. Let's see the Gemara. Zotig more like this. Yeah. Ma'ishna reisha d'loi pligi, ma'ishna seifa de pligi. The Gemara asks, right, and wants to know what's the difference between the first two cases in the Mishnah. Ma'ishna reisha d'loi pligi. So, Krashi. Reisha d'loi pligi. That's the case when Nechosim were nafla before Eivsin and she was Nisarasim. And that halacha is that everyone holds that lechatchilo she could sell. The machlekes is first, the pligi, right? In the sefer that's pligi, when she first got nechosim after erusin. But the sale in both cases is taking place when she's in arusa. Fretig mor, maishno reisho, the loy pligi zokrashi, hare nisarso, umishum denofla koidlum lechain, hura koichai. Well, what's the pshat in that? See, it would sound like from Rashi. You know, whenever you have such a Gemara like this, right, there's three possibilities. What the Gemara is holding in Sfora. Right, Gemara asking, what's the information in the Sefer? So, does the Gemara have an atiyah? What that locha should be? I mean, Mishnah definitely is saying that they should have the same din. So does the Gemara mean to say that the Sefer should have the same din as the Reisha, or the Reisha should have the same din as the Sefer, or there's not in either? But why is it different? You know, either we don't have any nigiyus over here. what halacha should be, but why should it be different? Hmm. Rashi would sound like that the question is in the ratio, right? Harin nisarso, right? Why should that be? Right, that's what seems to be saying. The ratio, we know that this is the facts, right? That the sale in both cases has been taking place when she's in Arusa. The difference is that when the Nechasim came to her. In the ratio, it seems to be the Nechasim came to her before she was in Arusa, and that's why the Baal has no effect on this, and she could do what she wants, just like Kaidim Erisin. Right, so nothing changed with the Erisin. However, the Nechasim, which were Nafla B'Shas Erisin, then the Baal, Akoponim, the Sosi HaBaal, prevent her L'chatchila from selling it as an Issa to sell. So on that, the Gemara would be asking that I mean, if you see that in the Seifa, the fact that she's married, that there's an Erisin, that gives him the right to prevent the sale.
Oh, can't prevent it.
I mean, lechatchila. He has the right, because of his chusim, it's also for her to sell. So nothing more is asking that. So that really, why is it relevant when the nechasim came to her? As long as the sale is being taking place at the time that his chusim already kicked in, because he now is in that narusa. That's what will be mashma. The information that's really where we are, right? So you know, maybe when we learn the Mishnah, maybe we could have convinced ourselves that there should be a difference between when the Nechasim come to her, but probably in Svara, really it should be told at the time of the sale, right? What it is, right? The fact that the Nechasim came to her earlier, L'chayr shouldn't really have any bearing, right? Once the Baal, once the Erisin happens, if Erisin has any effect on Nechasim, then it should always have an effect on Nechasim. Why should the Sussi Baal be less if the Nechasim came to her before Erisin? Akoponim, that's l'chayr what it would be mashma, right? If you don't hear that so strongly, fine. But what we see from the Gemara this much is that the Gemara doesn't understand this split, right? That's basically what the Gemara wants to know, right? That why should it make a difference when the Nechasim Monashoch? If the Erisin gives him koyach, so then he should always affect it, even if the Chosin came before. Elamai, because the Erisin doesn't give him koyach, so the Erisin doesn't give him schosin, then even the Chosin which first came to her b'shas Erisin. Why should the delivery date make a difference, you know, as far as the schosin went? Zotimur, Amit v'Rabbiana, Reisha b'schuso noflu, Seifa b'schuso noflu. So the Gemara Metchila tries to explain that how there's a difference. The Reisha b'schuso noflu. That's she got the Nechasim at the time of Erisin. Seifa b'schuso noflu. The Gemara calls it Seifa is b'schuso. Let's see, what does Rashi say on that? So Rashi b'schuso noflu. Adain lo hoy zakoy b'shalo. At that point, when the chosim came to her, there was no erisin at all. So adain lo hoy zakoy b'shalo. V'loy bo elahi atzmo. He has no chosim in her things. He had no chosim in her at all. Elahi atzmo. She's the one who has this chusim. However, after erisim bischusoi, kvar zocha bo uvinechaseho. That if the nechosim first come, After Erisin is Kfar Zocha Bo Uvin Choseho. On that asks the Gemara. So the Gemara Be'etzim seems to understand now a chiluk. However, fact the Gemara im bischusin nafu kimoch ravenosta maikayon. Fact the Gemara, if we're viewing that after Erisin, it's bischusin nafal kimoch ravenosta maikayon. Now let's hear what the Gemara is saying. Right? Because before we discuss the Gemara's question, but you know there was a difference as far as the Isser is concerned, right? In the Reisha there's no Isser, in the Sefer there is an Isser. The Gemara's kasha initially was that why is there a difference? So on that the Gemara tells us that there is a chiluk when the nechasim come, because the Gemara calls it b'shusa naflu or b'shusoy nafal. The Gemara is saying that after Erisin is b'shusoy nafal, the nechasim basically came to him or whatever schusim he has. So when the nechasim come in, right then he's in his schusim. No, fretting Gemara. Well, if that was true, then. He should be able to mark of the sale. Fret Gemara im b'schusay nafal kimoch v'nosa maikayim. So then, Taka, why is it that b'diyevet it's good? So as Gemara is saying b'herchrach that you see that he doesn't have. We don't view it that after everything that fell in, that it's his nechasim that they're coming to him. Because if that would be true, then he should be able to mark of the sale. Elo Reisha Vada Bishuso Noflu. Seifa Ema Vishuso Ema Vishusoi. So Zoktimor like this. That the only way the Gemara has to understand how it could be chol kadin lechatchiling in the Midiyevid, the Gemara explains as follows. Seifa Ema Bishuso Ema Vishusoi. Sound like this, that there's some kind, there's two stodim how to look at it. Right, maybe we'll call it a sophic, but there's two tzadim had to establish the matzav of Erisin, Eimer b'schuso, Eimer b'schusoi, and mikoyach that, because of these two ways how to look at it, lechatchil leisimkar imoch v'nos nekayim. Let's see Rashi. Right, this is a little difficult piece over here, what the Gemara means. So Rashi, Ema b'shusoy. Rashi says the erisin ois is sofik nesuin shema tovel de nesuin shema loy tovel. Rashi tells us that erisin is definitely a haschola to nesuin. That's the plan. That's the plan definitely.
Like our vort today. Well, sometimes they have a vort today, and then they break it off.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Right? So, not exactly.
Yeah, well, okay. I mean, okay, I guess both are supposed to happen. Right. Yeah. Akoponim. So what the Gemara will be mashed like this, is like this, is that really the schusim that the Baal get, right? And as we know, I mean that's befoil his chusim are only by nesuin, that he's oichel peris. And really, the issue over here is that whether he should have chusim at the time of the erisin is really mikoyach the nesuin. Right. So therefore, that's what the Gemara is saying over here, is that mitzad echod, the erisin mitzad itself doesn't really give him tzchusim, but this that the erisin is the haschola of the Nisuin. The Nisuin is eminent. It should be. That is destined to happen. So that's the reason why we should view that with the Erisin, he has chosen.
Does this explain why it's talui in Shas Nefila as opposed to? I mean, they're trying to explain that the difference in Shas Nefila, but according to the way Rashi's explaining it, even the stuff that came.
It looks like we understand. Oh, what are you saying? It sounds like we understand that was the first step of the Gemara. I think Gemara understands that if the Nechasim fell to her, Koidim Erisin, that's Bishusa Noflu. That Gemara seems to understand that subsequently, Akoponim and Erisin, he's not going to be getting any Schusim in that. Right? We'll have to Chesh Benois, right? Schusenoflu apparently doesn't stop an Nisuin from having an effect on it, right? But in the Gemara itself, the Chesh in the Gemara would seem to be like this: that the initial question in the Gemara, the Ma'ishno, the Gemara was able to answer. Right? The Gemara came to some to an understanding of that when it's Bischusenoflu, then we understand that even though the Baal, she's nichas and shusa the Baal later, let's say back upon him with Erisin, then it's not going to have any effect. That sounds like the Gemara understood that. And the Gemara's question just was: is that if when it's naflu after nusu after Erisin, we'll consider that bishu soy nafal, then he should have. This is really like a new question, l'chayr, right? That the Gemara is saying that he should have full power. Granted that if the Nechosim felt she got the Nechosim before any Zika's Baal, then she has full koyach on them. And even though now an Erisin happened, the Schusei Baal will not be chal over here. That the Gemara understands that. The question just is that in the Sefer, when the Baal was ready here, Bishas, when the Nechosim came, and therefore the Gemara more referred to that as Bishusoy Noflu. So, if the Gemara, then you should be able to be Ma'akiv the sale itself, right? The evidence should work. That was the Gemara's question. And in answering that question, the Gemara said that there's a Sofik over here. Now, Akupon Rashi calls it. It's the Erisin is a Sofik Nisuin, right? Erisin Ois is Sofik Nisuin. Shem Atavle Nisuin. Shem Aloy Tavle.
Is Rashi understanding the words Chustamin Rishus? It falls in his Rishus. I really don't understand the Rashi. Look at Bishuso. He says, "Kavar zacha ba unichaseha ubenichaseha." Which nechasim is izochah? The ones that she had before Erisin. He's saying that, right? Kavar zacha benichaseha. She nothing felt right. She had nechasim. They got Erisin.
What does kvar mean? Kvar means before Erisin, or kvar means before the sale?
Okay, so let's go through. She had nechasim. Now they have Erisin.
Right.
And then at some point after Erisin, she's going to get new Nechasim. So I understood Kavar is before those new Nechasim fall. He's Zocha B'Nechaseha. Before the new Nechasim fall, he's Zocha B'Nechaseha. Isn't that what he means?
So the nechaseho, I mean, we're referring to the nechasim that fall to her after Erisin, right? So either the nechaseho over there means it's just talking about her schus, right? Zocha bo v'nechaseho is a concept.
Okay. V'nechaseho sheyipolu mikan miyak. That's how you understand the Rashi.
I don't think we're referring to specific nechosim, right? That's what his chus is, right? Bo v'nechaseho.
Okay, sheyiplu, fine. Okay, kavar zocha bo uvenechaseh sheyiplu, fine. Okay, fine. That's the way you're reading Rashi. So now, is Rashi understanding zochus is rishus, meaning when the new nechasim fall, when it says bischuso, it means it's falling in his rishus because he was already zocha in her, so she's in his rishus from erusin, and therefore these new nechasim are also falling in his rishus. That's what how Rashi understands the word zochus.
So I thought it meant maybe more than just rishus. At a time that he has his chus, right? That's what it means. In other words, that's really a chus is something which is a teilada, an outgrowth of the fact that she's in his rishus.
Okay.
I mean, even to the schus the peros, right? I mean, that's why he's not saying that, you know, that he owns it, right? Because he never owns the gufa karka, right? But the schuso means that at that point that already he has the schus to the peros.
Uh-huh.
Right? Even though he doesn't want to eat it yet, but,
And that's really what the Gemara means. Gemara says the suffix that the Gemara is, like we mentioned before, right? The actual using out of his chus definitely peris doesn't happen till nisuin, and the mokum suffix we'll call it is that does he already have schusim at the time of erisin?
A muscle, like, you know, you could buy futures, right? You know, that you could buy now and own the rights to something in the future.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But why?
But when you buy it now, you own it now, no?
You don't own it now, right? You know, it doesn't exist now, even. Right? But
right, you're right, you're buying the right to collect something in the future.
Right.
But I still understand. So I still understand how that all explains why it's Talui in the Shas Nefila, according to Rashi.
So is this last thing explaining that, or that was already accomplished with the first step?
Okay. Well, is this all explained in the first step?
Okay. All right. Okay. See, now that's not what you're asking. You want to know what is Beschus Nafal and Beschus Nafal.
Yeah, I mean, I read the words differently than Rashi, so, which is not good. I mean, I guess, unless I have somebody else who reads them that way. And, you know, because I have trouble understanding how Rashi understands how it's Talui and Shas Nefila. Meaning, I would have thought, you know, before they get married, she's on her own, and anything she got, that was like, she got it by herself. Now they're kind of engaged, they're like a couple, and things that she gets, it's like a shtickle, you know, maybe she's getting it, you know, as a couple. That's how I would have read it. Rashi doesn't seem to, and then I can understand it makes a difference between Shas Nefila, and the Shas Nefila makes a difference, because like they're getting it, you know, also in the schus of both of them. So somehow they acquired these assets together as a couple. I don't think Rashi's saying that. And so I struggle to understand, according to Rashi, why Shas Nefila should make any difference.
What does Rashi sound like to you? He's saying
that he's just saying that they fell after she came into his, like I said, into his rishus. That he was zolcha to her as, you know, she's mikudeshes to him, and so now that she's mikudeshes to him, he's going to eventually have the schus peiros in her nechasim, and this is like a shtickle already nesuin now because it's going in that direction. And so because he's going to eventually have this rishus from the nesuin, and there's a suffix rishus now, so he has
Well, let's see. See, for what you want to know, let's discuss, just to make things easier, the first half of the Gemara. That, let's say, the halacha would have been that he if it was nafla after erisin, then he could be mavatel, right? Because I'm just focusing on the difference over there, right? So let's say that was right. Cause before it gets confusing with this sophic. Right, so let's say it wasn't a sophic, right? And the halacha would be that if it fell before, then after erisin, the baal has no effect on those nechasim. Only if it fell first after erisin, right? Then let's say the baal could be ma'ak of the sale, right? Let's talk like that. So, I mean, the chiluk over here. Let me just hear what you hear in the Rashi. I mean, what the Chiluk Gemara seems to be saying is as follows, that the schus of the Baal, this that is only if the Nechosin Taka come when he was ready in the picture. So if the Nechosin are coming and he's already here, then his dinim could be chal on those Nechosin. However, if he wasn't in the picture at the time that nechos came in, then his chosim are not chal on those nechosim. Now like this. Now, I mean, that chiluk maybe is simple, but we have to explain that because it's not true as said. Meaning to say that definitely, without selling. Right, right. The chosim that the isha got before erisin, right, and she's nisus, right? No sale. The baal eats the pears, right?
So even in this havamina, we're agreeing to that. We're not even.
I don't think we're even
according to the one who says that she can sell at Ladchila what she got before Erison during Erison, that even according to that opinion, once the niece says those nechasim, the Baal would eat the payers. Yes, that's what you want to say.
I think so. I believe so.
Okay, fine. Okay. Good. Okay,
and
fine.
Anyone have any?
Right. Okay, fine.
Right.
So let's
right.
Say. Good.
Right. So this is really bringing us now to fine tune exactly what this whole halacha over here is. Is that so? Even though the Gemara tells us that the nechasim which came before the schus saw nafal, right, the Gemara doesn't mean to say that the baal is not going to get dinei peiros on that. Right? That's not what it means. Now, how does it work? Right? How does it work? This chusse Paris over there, right? So you might want to say that those chusim will first come to him only later in the chaname, only bishas nisuin, right? That's one way how you can make the cheshbon like this. Is then as it's mivuir from the Gemara, right? From the Mishnah over here, this concept that even though eating the peiros befoil, like we just mentioned before, or only after nisuin, but there could be that he has already schusim already in those peiros at the time of erisin, right?
Okay, but again, why should it make a difference when they fell?
Because
we're saying he's going to eat the peiros whether they fell before erisin or after erisin. But legabe selling, there's a chiluk between before erisin, even though there's no chiluk by eating peiros. So what's the difference?
No, you know what I'm saying. What I'm saying right now is like this, right? There are two ways how to say this, and let's see if there's a hechruch, right? To make things easier, right? On the one hand, we could say like this, that this chiluk, right, that we're saying over here, maybe we could still say like we're saying that the schusim of the baal are not chal at the time of erisin, only if the nechosim first came now, fact, if the first the chosim were first interested, that's when the schusim of the baal of the eris nikus chosim will be chal. But if the nechosim came before, then the schusim of erisim, which is we call them like the future schusim, right? That you won't have at all, right? So that's that'll be that chiluk over here. That'll be pretty clear, pretty straightforward, right? That what we're saying right now is that the schusim that the baal gets for future, right? Which is the nechosim which on eschadish at the time of erisim. That's only nechosim that were not previously owned by the isha. If they're first coming in now and he's already in the picture, that's when this chus of later will be chal to the husband. But if the nechosim were there before, right, then this chus for later is not chal at all. However, bishas nisuin, this is a time that his chus comes into actuality, so that schus is a different schus, right? That schus could be chal even on the chosim that she previously, right? She was the first owner before he was in the picture. So we're saying, so according to this, what we're saying is like this, is that two levels of schusim that the Baal has. There's a schus that he gets at the time of Erisin, which is a schus for the future. Now that schus is a weaker schus because the parents are not here. So that schus is depending on whether he was in the picture at the time when those nechosim came to the isha or not. If those nechosim came to her before and her bialis was chal on it without him being in the picture, then now just because you're advancing to erisin and erisin is a tchilas nesuin, that's not going to have any bearing on these nechosim, and therefore the schus that he'll get on these peris, he won't have any schus at all. Till the shas nesuin. Right? So what we're saying is that like mentioned before, I mean, Lamaise, if she's not selling it, he definitely eats the peris. Why is that so? He wasn't around at the time when the chosim came to him, and it seems like that his schus is not chal if she previously owned the nechosim. The answer is that there's taka two schusim that we're dealing with. There's a schus of lahabo, and the schus, which is a present schus. The schus lahabo, that has that weakness, that if she was already zoich in nechosim before he was in the picture, then that schus won't be chal at all. However, at the time when nisuin comes, then that schus is a schus in the actual parish itself. So that will be chal on all nechosim, regardless of whether of when they came.
Okay.
So as far as your question is, what we're just saying is simple like this, right? I don't know if it makes it more understanding, but akoponim that the gather is like this, that this chus that he has is only chal, once the nechosim come to her, then he doesn't have a schus at all. He can't get from her. He has to be the original recipient. If he was there, then when his chosim came to her, that the guf went to her and the peris came to him. But if she taka had the schus initially on the guf and the peris, then his schus of erisin doesn't affect the Paris at this time at all.
The only thing I would ask to what the Rav is saying,
yeah,
is again, if we're viewing this whole thing is how the Rabbanim were misaking this schus to the Baal for being put to her, right?
So they're
being mechalic that if she never had, let's focus on Schusa more than Schusa. In other words, if she got it before he was in the picture, now she has the right to sell it, and she has certain rights on it, right? So the Chachamim, or the Tzad to say that the Chachamim wouldn't take those rights away from her, right? And that's why, even after Erisin, when they're only potential, like the Rav said, when they're only or future schusim, so the chachamim aren't going to take that away from her. And then once it's, you know, once he has the rights, then he has the rights, right? But once that came afterwards, which he never had the right to sell beforehand.
Once that came after Erison, she never had
the rights to sell them. So there, the Chachamim already are giving the schus to the, you know, those future schusim to the Baal.
Okay, so you hear better if we talk about like taking away schusim from her,
right? I mean, okay, that's the only nekuda I would add in is why they were mechalek between.
So he's explaining the why, okay? What's
that? All right, I'll try to let it sink in. Not 100%. I hear everything everybody said. Not 100% in my heart yet.
Listen. There could be a different way of understanding it. Right. Okay. So let's hear it like this. Now, what we just explained was really the first half of things. Now, this that the Gemara still needs to explain, that because really what should be, the Gemara understands, is that if whenever his chus is chal, that he then, you know, he has a chus to Paris, and then, you know, then she can't make a sale to make him lose that chus. So that's what the Gemara says over here, that there's. I don't like to use the word sophic, because I don't know if this is, you know, sophic, but this question how we view an erison. What's the sophic over here? See, it's something which is really intrinsic, right? It's this that erison will bring. It's an intrinsic sophic. Will it bring it or will not bring it? Right? That's really what it is. You know, it's not yet decided. If we could see on a suin in Erison, then that it would seem like it's partial. He'd have the full schus over here. But being that we can't necessarily see an suin already in the Erison, so that's what creates this kind of massive over here. That she's in a matzav which is destined of nisuin, but it's not a dover vaday. So how do you dan that kind of matzav over here? Do we see this chusay nisuin here? Are they nigmar or not nigmar? Right. So what the Gemara is saying is that the chusay nisuin, therefore ataka not nigmar, right? And therefore, the koyach of the Baal is only in a din lechatchila. Actually, Chazal set it up really, right? I mean, this iser is really what Chazal set up mikoyach this the tzad nisuin which is here, the tzad the nisuin. That's really, you know, this sophic really is a sophic really in the bidyevit. That's really what it is, right? But the tzad of the bidyevit is what creates an isser, right? That's what this din is.
I mean, how would the Rav understand this case if Eliyahu Hanavi came and said, by the way, I'm going to tip you off, the wedding is going to happen, the zoo.
So I don't know if that would change things, because that's just asidus, right? It doesn't change the afsharus, right? Uh-huh. I would think, right? That's what I would think. Right, we're talking about, you know, intrinsically what an erison is. Mm-hmm. Right. So, you know, future telling doesn't right, doesn't give any more power to the erison.
Right, I mean, the issue is, you know, again, when we talk about Eliyahu, it's something that would be chal now if we know that it's going to go through later, like a Tanai. But here, the schus of the Baal really doesn't kick in until the Nisuin.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, right, very good. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. So this is the Gemara over here. And the Gemara gives us a new concept over here of how we view an Erisin, and that's where such a split din comes from. This is the product of the tzad nesuin, which is already which could possibly be seen in the erisin. The product of that is that there's an iser, right? And that's how the schus of the baal translates over here. I was calling it a mixas schus, right? The full schus would be something which he'd have a koich in the momentus, that she couldn't sell away his dinim in the momentus. That we don't have the Gemar HaNesuin over here yet. So the fact that this Erisin is gonna bring about the Nesuin when it'll happen, that's something which is in intrinsic in Erisin. That's something which gives him a certain level of schus in the moment is that Mikoyach de Chazal created an Issur, right? That's how I would hear it.
If he has only the power in the Paris, what happens if later, after Nisuin, she still wanted to sell? She wants to sell the Sadeh, but he has only the power in the Paris.
But that's all that we're discussing, right? Really, here.
So he could stop the sale of the
When the Mishnah says he stops the sale, right, what that just means is that he still gets his Paris.
Right. But now, if there's no more Sadeh, is she allowed to sell the Sadeh?
If there's no more Sadeh, what do you mean with that?
He's only has the schus and the payers. He doesn't have the schus and the Sadeh.
So what that means is let's if payers means bushels of fruit, right? Let's say that's what it means. Right. So that's what we're talking about, right? We're just talking about who's produce is going to be delivered to whose storehouse. The lekeach or the baal, mm. Right? So when we talk about after nesuin, if he could prevent the sale, that's what that means.
Mm. I think there may be a way where she could say, okay, I'll give you the bushels of fruit or wheat somehow else. I'll give it to you, but she could still sell. I don't think so.
I mean, he has schusim in the actual karka itself. I don't know if she can't. Let's say before the sale, right? If you want to talk about, could she say that I like apples, so I don't want you to eat them. I'll pay you for them. Their value, right? I mean, could she do that? I didn't think so. Mm-hmm. I thought he has schusim in the Paris themselves. They belong to him. She's not a. It's not just a value issue.
It's kind of like somebody has a lease on a building. Let's say you have a 50-year lease for an office space.
Right.
Somebody sells the building. Your lease doesn't go away. You still have your lease.
You still have your lease.
Right. So you have the right to use that land. So it's a lease for $0. But
she sold the land, and whoever she sold it to, he would still be able to get the payers.
That's what it means. Yeah. So that's what it means.
Right.
That is the extent of the issue over here, right? Could he or can he? Right? That's right. The tzad in the Gemara is that if he can't stop, if the mech is kaim, that means that his chus peris doesn't exist anymore, right? Or whenever it would have come, right? Right? It's not going to happen here. Okay, let's see just a little more over here. You know something? I think that is that clock. The right.
It's 11.
It's 11:15.
I was wondering, Taki, how is this going?
It's beautiful.
So the truth is, if that's, I think maybe Taki, we should hold over here, if that's okay. All right.
Okay. So you, you so just saying, you didn't think in the Tosfos here.
Let's hear. What are you hearing in Tosfos?
This is Rav Shmuel Dimber Tavai who bein naflu la nechosim ad shelo titares bein shetitares venisis bein mishet nitares venisis
right
habal motzi miyad alukuchos right so meaning. Right, Rav and Shmuel are saying that it doesn't whether she got the nechasim before or after Erisin, and then she was nisis, he can be motzi. Uparik kaman delo karebi chanina ben akavya lo karebi Yehuda.
Right.
So, all right, and then okay, and he says, right. So if you read that they're in the Gemara, and let's say Rabbi Chanina. That they're not really arguing on Rabban Gamliel. They're just asking a question.
Right.
So then, and they're maskim to him,
mm-hmm.
right? Rabban Gamliel says, right, that the Mecher is Kayim. And this is, right, meaning Nechasim they get before Nisuin, according to Rabban Gamliel, is Kayim. And you can't take it back. So Rav and Shmuel would be not like Rav and Gamliel, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so it'd be a good kasha. If you understood the Rabbi Chanina is just asking a question, but he's really maskim to Rav and Gamliel, then the kasha of the Gemara is a good kasha because Rav and Shmuel are not like Rav and Gamliel.
Right.
Okay. Fine. Mm-hmm. So then he says, so what's Tosfos say? V'amai, v'ha havi k'Rabbi Chanina ben Akavya. So how are they saying? So they're saying Rav and Shmuel are like Rabbi Chanina ben Akavya. How are they saying he's like Rabbi Chanina ben Akavya? It can't be if he's maskim to Rav and Gamliel. It can only be if he's actually arguing in Rav and Gamliel. Because if he's arguing in Rav and Gamliel and he's saying that the nechasim he can be ma'akev a sale even by nechasim that came before nesuin, then Rabbi Chanina is going like and the Rav and Shmuel are going like Rabbi Chanina, and the Gemara doesn't have a kasha. I thought that's exactly what Tosfos was asking, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah, let me see that.